Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deezer, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 31st of October, last day of October, and Halloween, etc. Apologies if I sound a bit rough, just want to end up with a stinky cold over the weekend. Highlights of last week. The focus was on the Eurozone, and there was a lot of relief that at last there was some action. Though my view is that this is probably the end of the beginning rather than the beginning of the end. And the focus is going to switch over the next 12 to 18 months to Spain, Portugal, and of course Italy. But apart from that, there's quite a bit of news elsewhere. Some of it quite good as well. In the US, saw stronger than expected three-quarter earnings from Caterpillar. And there's also an upswing in corporate activity with a number of takeovers in the offing. But on the downside, UPS, which is always a bellwether stock for the US economy, disappointed, as did Amazon with appalling figures and Ford. From a data point of view in the US, we saw some positive news on core durable orders and new home sales. On the other hand, consumer confidence came in well below expectations. Possibly the big news from the US was the GDP report for 3Q, which is well above expectations at 2.5% annualized growth. With strong evidence of demand, with final sales up 3.6%, which is quite amazing, really. Technically, if those advanced figures are confirmed, real US GDP is now at a new peak of an amazing $13.353 trillion. And that means that the US economy is now out of recovery and into an expansion phase. So that's quite a milestone, actually. In Europe, we saw a deal at last, and that included, as we all know, a 50% write-down of Greek sovereign debt, a recapitalisation of the region's hardest-hit banks, and a leveraging of the EFSF, the European Financial Stability Fund. Note the word leveraging, borrowing to deal with borrowing, and slightly worrying there. And I think, really, the proof of the pudding of all this has got to be in the eating. As the old adage goes, as errors slip twixt cup and lip, which is why euro equities, although they obviously bounced up this week, are still pretty depressed. Over in the Far East, Japan is starting to boost purchases of government bonds with a view to trying to help to stimulate the economy. And interestingly, China hinted that its current tight monetary policy may be coming to an end, and we're seeing a possible pause in interest rate increases. A reduction in banks' reserve ratios before year-end, and even possibly a cut in interest rates by 2Q 2012. In all this, bond yields rose as investors sold treasuries in favour of equities, obviously, and oil was also up quite strongly on economic data, although the gains were paired by strong inventory reports from the US. So, in the markets last week, generally very positive, a real relief rally after the euro deal. Japan up 4%, Far East up 5%, with Hong Kong up 11%. Europe core up 5%, UK up 4%, as was euro peripheral markets up 4%. US up 4%, up 4%. Oil up 7% to $93 a barrel. Gold up 6% to $1,746. And it's interesting to note that with only 2 months of 2012 to go, only the US stock market is in positive territory at the moment. So what's the bottom line? I think the euro deal has bought time, but it hasn't solved the problem. The contagion risk remains high, and Italy has severe problems. Even this week, data showed that Italian borrowing costs hit a new high. The US is looking stronger in the shorter term, but this could really come under pressure as the administration attempts to deal with its deficit after the election in 2012. Japan muddles along, but other regions in the Far East, I think, present good opportunities for growth once the inflation problem is licked, and that seems to be starting to happen now. This week, market moving events. Well, look out for the US October jobs report due on Thursday. The Fed's policy statement on Wednesday, UK GDP first estimate for 3Q is tomorrow, Tuesday, and a number of purchasing manager reports from around the globe during the week, which will make interesting reading. Well, that's it from me. Many thanks. Please don't take this as advice. Seek advice from your financial advisors before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Many thanks. Have a good week. Speak to you next week.